All right, today we turn to the book of Proverbs in chapter 8. We're in a sermon series from the book of Proverbs. We started last Sunday, and we saw at that point that Proverbs has a dominant theme of wisdom, and a wisdom that includes the godly skill for a godly living, and a wisdom that rises out of a fear of the Lord, of Yahweh, and not where we live in fear of God, but that we revere Him, we obey Him over everyone else and everything else. And we looked in Proverbs 3 on the call to trust in the Lord and fear the Lord, Yahweh. Today we're going to see another key theme, a twofold related theme from the book of Proverbs, where wisdom is personified as a woman, and she calls out. And that brings us to the title of today's message, Wisdom is Calling. Are we listening? Proverbs exhorts us to seek wisdom and to obey that wisdom and take it to heart and cherish it. Not just do it because it's right, but because we also love God and we love the wisdom He gives us for godly living. And Proverbs emphasizes wisdom as a person, as a woman who calls out and who cries out. And it begs the question, are we listening? And this question itself, as we'll see, engages us as readers to come and take to heart what's being said. So Proverbs 8, for our purposes today, we'll cover the first 11 verses. Proverbs 8, we'll start in verse 1. Does not wisdom call? Does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries aloud. To you, O men, I call, and my cry is to the children of man. O simple ones, learn prudence. O fools, learn sense. Hear, for I will speak noble things, and from my lips will come what is right. For my mouth will utter truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are righteous. There is nothing twisted or crooked in them. They are all straight to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Take my instruction instead of silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with her. Let's pray. Father, we praise you as the God of wisdom. We praise you, Christ, as the ultimate wisdom and power of God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the book of Proverbs, that you spoke wisdom to King Solomon and others who then wrote down these Proverbs, and God breathed it and preserved it down the ages to be part of Holy Scripture. May you do a sanctifying work in us as we feed on your word now and head out for another week of worshiping you and glorifying you, of bearing witness to your gospel and loving our neighbors and our enemies and loving one another and being the church and enjoying you along the way, trusting in you, fearing you, and taking to heart the wisdom that calls out. In your name, amen. First main point of question. Does not wisdom call? It's a rhetorical question. The answer is implied. Yes, she does. But questions are powerful tools for teaching, inspiration, conviction, exhortation, and encouragement. We have the phrase, a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, perhaps we should say a question could be worth a thousand words. Because the question causes us to pause and to think deeply about what's being said. The book of Jonah ends with a question, a staggering question, where God's asking, should I not be concerned about the 120,000 people of Nineveh who can't tell their right hand from their left, and their many cattle as well? Here in Proverbs 8, it begins with a question. Does not wisdom call out? Jesus was the master question asker. And here in Proverbs, we see some of the wisdom of God coming forth in a question as well. I mean, some verses 1 to 3 up this way. Proverbs personifies wisdom as a woman who raises her voice for all to hear. Are we listening? At times, Proverbs focuses on the father or also the teaching of the mother to the son. There's also in the book of Proverbs an emphasis on wisdom being personified, talked about as if wisdom is a person and she is a woman. Verse 1, does not wisdom call? Does not understanding raise her voice? Like with questions, the use of personification about something that's not a person is a powerful tool. It catches our attention. Oh, her voice. Who? Wisdom. Oh, wisdom's a person? Well, not literally, but wisdom's being personified here in Proverbs. And woman wisdom stands in contrast to the adulterous woman or lady folly that's described in other places in Proverbs. And just as a side note, let me say about Proverbs 31, the Proverbs 31 woman, which is a captivating, powerful passage. And I know that sometimes women or perhaps even men might want to say, well, maybe I can't hear that today because that's so high and I feel so down low compared to the Proverbs 31 woman. And I don't want to hear that on Mother's Day and so forth. And I understand all that. I just want to say as a word here about the Proverbs 31 woman and taking that passage to heart and seeing how inspiring it is, as well as convicting and exhorting for all of us, whether we're women or not. First, all of Proverbs is to be taken to heart by all people. So, for example, if a certain passage is spoken to my son, daughters should also take that to heart. That's the way Proverbs is written. Sometimes it addresses a specific context, but then you can take the principle and apply it across the board. Second of all, those of us who are men, if we read Proverbs 31 and about the Proverbs 31 woman, charm is deceptive, beauty is fleeting or vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Us men should be asking, are we living in a way that encourages women to be women who fear the Lord? A Proverbs 31 woman, or a wife of noble character. Third, if we're Christians, we're part of the bride of Christ, the church. The church has multiple identities. We are a holy nation. We're a chosen race. A royal priesthood. We're also the bride of Christ. So when we read through Proverbs 31, we should be asking ourselves, does that portray how the church is living out our lives here on earth? Like the wife of noble character, the woman who fears the Lord. Are we that bride of Christ, to Christ the bridegroom, like Proverbs 31? And then fourth, I'll just say as a word of encouragement. The book of Proverbs emphasizes wisdom as a dominant theme. And wisdom, as we see here, is personified as a woman. And when you get to the end of Proverbs, this book on wisdom, it ends on a climactic note, and wisdom par excellence is portrayed as a woman, the Proverbs 31 woman. May we be blessed accordingly. Does not wisdom call, does not understanding raise her voice? Proverbs personifies wisdom as a woman who raises her voice for all to hear. Verse 2. On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Verse 3, beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries aloud. These are four different interrelated locations that would have been heavily traveled, public places where wisdom calls out. You can see the end of the book of Ruth in chapter 4 when Boaz goes to talk to the kinsman redeemer who won't marry Ruth. He goes to the gate to discuss that with him. Here, wisdom is calling out, and in places where all would hear, is what Proverbs says. Highly traveled places and so forth, she's raising her voice. Our God is a God who speaks. He speaks in multiple ways. The focus here is God speaking his wisdom. And would have been within the covenantal relationship that Israel had with Yahweh, her God. A wisdom that would be passed on first through godly parents, and then as men and women would be raised up and live within the covenantal relationship there in Israel. For you and I today, God's wisdom is going forth as His gospel is proclaimed, also through godly parenting. And if we haven't had godly parenting, His wisdom goes forth through, for all of us, through the church, through the preaching and teaching of the Word, through fellowship, through discipleship. Wisdom calls out. It's a question. Does not wisdom call? The answer is implied yes. Are we listening? Wisdom raises her voice for all to hear. Are we listening? In Proverbs chapter 1, it says that Proverbs is spoken for the young. It's also spoken for the wise. That the young may take God's word and His wisdom to heart. And also that those who are already wise, because by God's grace they've embraced wisdom, they keep taking wisdom to heart. We saw that last Sunday, where wisdom is a way of life. It's not just, oh, I've arrived. But part of being wise is recognizing I need more wisdom and I want to continue in the wisdom I already have. Are we listening to her voice, the voice of wisdom? Are we feeding on the Word of God? Have we read the book of Proverbs? Proverbs is loaded with wisdom, with the godly skill of how to live in a right covenantal relationship with God. It gives us wisdom on what the words of our mouths should sound like, what we should do with our money, how should we respond to those who sin against us, how to live justly and serve the poor rather than exploiting them, and all kinds of different things. We live in a world where we are bombarded with all kinds of worldly sinful voices. But wisdom calls out, are we listening? Are we taking to heart the wisdom of God, of His Word? The wisdom that comes with knowing the person of Jesus Christ, which at this point, let me say, this truth that's spoken here and the blessings that come with it can only be fully realized and experienced through a relationship with Jesus. And I think I said this last Sunday, you can take some of the teachings about the Bible, about what to do with your money or morality and so forth, and live by them on a shallow surface level and say, hey, yeah, this is good. Some good things have happened. But that's temporary and it misses the main point. And that is to come into a relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Where you come to the Lord and you acknowledge, I've fallen way short of living the wise life you call for me to live that gives you glory. I'm like the fool. I'm like the ignorant one. I've gone down the crooked path. I need a Savior. Will you forgive me? And call on the name of Jesus. Ask Him to forgive your sin. Be Lord of your life. And if you do that, pray that with someone or tell someone. Profess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart God raised Him from the dead after He was nailed to a cross between two thieves and paid the penalty for your sin. And as you do so, follow Him in the fellowship of the church, in the power of the Holy Spirit who comes inside and dwells within you when you believe on Christ. And through repentance and fellowship and discipleship and prayer and the Word of God, we're empowered to live that spirit-filled life on a daily basis. But amidst this world we live in, there's all kinds of worldly, sinful voices calling out. Self-serving voices, seeking pleasure, revenge, exploiting others, gossip, bitterness, greed, being a sluggard, whatever. But wisdom calls out, are we listening? And then verses 4 and 5 sum up this way. She calls for simple ones to learn prudence, and fools to learn sense, imparting down-to-earth wisdom from above. Proverbs is awesome for many things. That's one of them. Verse 4. To you, O men, I call, and my cry is to the children of man. Wisdom calls. Does not wisdom call? The question. The answer is implied, but in case we missed it, now we're told. To you, O men, I call, wisdom says. My cry is to the children of man. A cry that goes out at the gates and in the places that are public and so forth. As God's wisdom goes out to the preaching and teaching of the gospel, through godly witness of believers and so forth. Verse 5, O simple ones, learn prudence. O fools, learn sense. Simple ones, those who are naive. And this would include when we're growing up, those of us that are perhaps a little older, sometimes we might be embarrassed when we think about how naive we were when we were younger. And then if we have a sense of humility, we might be like, wow, I wonder how naive I am right now. And 5 or 10 years from now, I'm going to be embarrassed about who I am right now. But hey, there's good news in Christ. Our identity is in Him. He loves us amidst our simplicity and our naivety and our ignorant, foolish ways. Hallelujah. But He calls us out of that, and it's an ongoing call. And He covers over us so many times we don't even realize. Simple ones learn prudence. Prudence is that wisdom that enables us to navigate life, a godly skill where we don't rush ahead impulsively, but we're also ready for what God allows to come our way or what God brings our way. Where we have a peace and a calm amidst the storms of life. And it doesn't mean we don't have feelings of fear, but we don't give in to fear and we turn to Yahweh. We turn to Jesus, who's Lord over the storm. And all fools learn sense. This common sense that should be common sense to us, but because of our sin nature, some common sense isn't common sense. And then when it becomes common sense, sometimes we reject it because our sin nature loves that which is contrary to God and contrary to common sense. But part of the wisdom of Proverbs imparts to us, gives to us, a down-to-earth wisdom that's from above. It's down-to-earth in the sense that it's practical and it can be understood regardless of how intelligent we might be or how much education we've received. It's down-to-earth, it's practical, but it's from above. It's very practical for godly living, but it's a wisdom that comes from above. And it's good to get trained, whether it's in the trades, good to get education and so forth. But far more important is God's wisdom. I met a Christian businessman. This was back in the 1990s. I've told part of the story before. His name is Gene Moore. I believe he's been promoted to glory several years ago. But he was a rich businessman, Christian, who liked to share his wealth with Christians and support missions in the gospel and so forth. He's the one who, in the Psalms where it says that our days are 70 or that we get an extra 10 years if God's grace prevails. So when he turned 60, he started counting down the number of days he had left until he turned 70. And his wife didn't really like that. But then when he turned 70, he started, they're like, well, what are you going to do? Well, then he started numbering the days of grace he was receiving. So he started counting up. I think his wife liked that a little better. But he had this phrase where, you know, he's just real blunt and practical. He said, don't get educated beyond your intelligence. So that's one of my favorite phrases. So, and I think that could fit somewhere in the book of Proverbs. We could probably paraphrase it somewhere. But let's not get educated beyond our intelligence. Let's seek that down-to-earth wisdom that comes from above. Main point number two. Hear, for wisdom speaks. Does not wisdom call? Yes. Now she's going to give a command, an exhortation. Hear. Not only does she call, she speaks. Verse 6, hear, for I will speak noble things, she says. Now some verses 6 to 9 up in two ways. They kind of overlap with one another. Hear, for wisdom speaks with words of moral excellence, truth, and righteousness. Verse 6, hear, for I will speak noble things, and from my lips will come what is right. Noble things, that which is morally excellent. From my lips, that which is right. We live in a world where daily conversations, and at the workplace, and with friends, sometimes in the church, talk shows, and politics, and Hollywood, social media, just even sometimes what's inside of us that we're trying not to have come out. There's just a lot of things that are not right, that are not noble, that are not morally excellent. Proverbs radiates with noble things. That which is right, morally excellent. Oh, how we should cherish Proverbs and God's wisdom. Also truth, verse 7. For my mouth will utter truth. We live in a world of lies. a world of deception, a world of darkness. Proverbs is truth. God's wisdom, His word, is truth. And righteousness, verse 8, all the words of my mouth are righteous. Wisdom always speaks with all her words that are always righteous. They're always truth. They're always noble. How precious is the word of God? How precious is the book of Proverbs? Righteousness, Yahweh, acting justly all the time. Never exploiting the poor. Never doing wrong. Always bringing to justice and to judgment that which is wrong in His timing. Ultimately on the final judgment, but God working even now throughout the ages. And always dealing justly. And part of the good news of the gospel is if we're in Christ, if we put our faith in Jesus, justice for us is eternal life. Jesus has earned eternal life for us. He's paid the penalty for our sin. Hallelujah. And here's the second way to sum up verses 6 to 9. Again, this overlaps. But here, for wisdom speaks with words inseparable from godliness, in contrast to wickedness, and affirmed by the wise. Those who are growing in wisdom. Here, for wisdom speaks with words inseparable from godliness. As we look back here through verses 6 through 9, we just see that directly connected with wisdom is godliness, that which is morally excellent or noble, the truth and righteousness. They just go hand in hand. It just flows together. God's wisdom and godliness, it's inseparable. Here, for I will speak noble things, for my lips will come what is right. My mouth will utter truth. All the words of my mouth are righteous. There's an inseparableness. I don't know if that's a word. That goes with wisdom. It just radiates godliness. And it's in contrast to wickedness. Again, verse 7. For my mouth will utter truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Wisdom is truth. And wickedness, not only does she not speak, it's an abomination to her lips. Detestable. And verse 8, all the words of my mouth are righteous. There is nothing twisted or crooked in them when wisdom speaks. And here, for wisdom speaks with words affirmed or recognized by the wise, those who are growing in wisdom. Verse 9, they are all straight to him who understands and right to those who find knowledge. In other words, as the young or the simple or the fool, he listens to wisdom calling out and hears what wisdom speaks and then takes it to heart. That young man or that young woman or the older person comes to the point where they recognize, yes, wisdom is right. She shows the straight way. She has true knowledge. I want what she has. And now that I've got some of what she has, I want to keep growing in that wisdom. Here, for wisdom speaks. Verses 1 to 5, there's a question that gets our attention. Does not wisdom call? Verses 6 to 9, an exhortation here. Now the third and last main point, we get some motivation. Embrace wisdom over worldly riches. We should embrace wisdom over all things that are not of God or can get in the way of God. Here the focus is on the danger of wealth that comes from the world. Embrace wisdom over worldly riches. And in verse 10 we see, by taking her instruction and knowledge over silver and gold. Take my instruction instead of silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. Does that mean that money's bad? No. Money is not the root of all kinds of evil. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Money can be used for great things. Thank God for money. And as we saw last week, that generally speaking, when we seek to live a godly life, there are blessings financially that come with that. Now, that's only one side of the coin. When we seek to live a godly life, there's also persecution and hostility, and sometimes it costs us. It's both. But wealth and possessions and materialism is not what we're called to live for. And we're called to embrace, to take the heart, to take the instruction of wisdom over silver. Wisdom's knowledge rather than choice gold. So it begs the question that we should ask in our hearts and in our minds. Do we long for, do we care about, do we hunger for God's wisdom more than money, more than financial security, more than the materials and possessions that are out there? Embrace wisdom over worldly riches by taking her instruction and knowledge over silver and gold. Which do we cherish the most? Do we hunger, do we long for the wisdom that we find in Proverbs, more than how much is in our bank account, more than the material possessions and so forth? And then we're given one of the reasons why, and there's many reasons, but verse 11, sum up this way, embrace wisdom over worldly riches because she is better than jewels and nothing we desire compares with her. Verse 11, for wisdom, here's wisdom speaking about herself, wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with her. The psalmist says, do not grow overawed when a man becomes rich, when the splendor of his house increases, because we can take nothing with us when we die. Wisdom is better than jewels for a lot of reasons. And all that you may desire cannot compare with her. The wisdom of God has an eternal value. It bears eternal fruit. God's wisdom helps us sometimes gain more wealth and then show us what to do with that wealth for the kingdom, not for worldly pleasures. Wisdom is better than jewels, and nothing we desire compares with her. There's a lot that our sin nature can desire that's in this world. Sometimes those things are actually good, but the desire for them is idolatrous. That could be like with money and the love of money and other things. But here wisdom tells us there's nothing that it's better than jewels, it's better than gold, it's better than silver. Nothing that we desire can compare with her. All that the world offers is incomparable to what is offered through the wisdom of God. Wisdom is calling. Are we listening? Are we listening, first of all, by coming into a right relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ? Are we listening by following Jesus on a daily basis in fellowship with him through prayer, through feeding on the word, reading the book of Proverbs and obeying it, in the fellowship of the church, growing through discipleship, heeding the teaching of the word of God, and then enjoying God one day at a time and cherishing the wisdom that he gives us and being on guard against all the voices that are out there leading us down a dark and sinful path? May we be a paid people who cherishes God's wisdom. Let's pray.